Good morning and welcome to Doug Jenner's Small Business Showcase. This morning I'm talking to one of my favourite small business people in the UK. It's Mr. Don Cook of the company CAL. Now Don, I know you by your Twitter handle, which is Enhanced Teams, which gives a bit of a clue to your company, doesn't it?
Well, I'd like to think so. That's it all comes down to brand, really. The company I'm a director of is CAL, and yes, what we do is really focus on the dynamics within distributed teams.
What does that mean, the dynamics between distributed teams? Just in a nutshell.
Well, it's really where people are brought together as a group and they share a common goal, common set of goals.
Yeah.
Common vision. So for instance, if you like, a football team is a team because they share that competitive vision.
Yes, yes.
In business, the goals tend to be more business goal-driven, but the same dynamics are there.
Right, I see. And distributed teams. So, I mean, this must offer tremendous value to companies who've got sites sort of well apart from each other geographically and culturally. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what the main advantage that we bring is that most people will hire individuals based on their individual talents, but they then kind of grow together teams, providing operational benefits, and don't invest the right amount of time or efforts or tools to support those teams.
Okay, and I suppose various symptoms arise which lead them to realise that they haven't done that.
Well, yeah, I think the common challenges really are not the team participation, not really sharing that shared vision, or feeling frustrated because they haven't got the right tools to enable them to operate as they want to operate as individuals.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Now, you and I have chatted in the past about this, and I know for a fact that you've added tremendous value to your clients, and you're obviously bringing to your company the advantage of your own experience. How did you get into to this field? Were you always in this sort of area?
Well, my background is very much in terms of technical software team leadership.
Right.
So basically, I spent at least 10 years working with large distributed teams of software engineers.
Yes.
Some people have called that herding cats.
Yeah.
So I came both with my technical understanding and background, and also with, you know, having actually wheels on the ground experience of making it work.
Yeah, right. So how are things going with the company now? I know it's a difficult time for a lot of people.
I think we were locked up in terms of pipeline during the summer, so things have actually been very difficult for us, and we're now seeing orders come in, which is great. I think I would say really think about the recession in terms of an opportunity and how you as a business owner can align yourself to best exploit that opportunity. That's, you know, let's not be pessimistic here. It's a,
right.
We're all opportunists, really. That's why we're in business.
Yes, indeed. That's true. Yeah. And so what's your vision for the future of the company? It seems to me that you're on a really good path of growth at the moment and looking for new opportunities.
Well, one of the things that we're doing is moving from distributed teams within individual corporates through to teams of distributed stakeholders. And we're working on a project with Solent University and Aviva at the moment.
All right.
which is in that area. So
yeah.
So that's our medium to long-term golden goose project, if you like.
Fantastic. Now, Don, could you just for all those millions of people that are listening to us at the moment, could you just give us the website address of your company, please?
Yes, our corporate website is teamr-cal.co.uk.
Teamr-cal.co.uk. Okay, teamr-cal.co.uk.
Yeah, you can also follow me on a blog. My blog is Remote Space Aspect, and you can Google that and find me there.
Thanks a lot, Don. Well, it's been great to talk to you today, and all the very best with everything.
Well, thank you.
Okay, mate.